Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wedding 101 Radio Show. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. This program was designed to be a helpful resource to both brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow professionals as well. If you have any ideas for a show or a guest, please let us know, and we hope you enjoy today's radio show. This show, along with all the other previous shows, will be listed on our website, which is drsmusic.com, and click over to the Wedding 101 radio page. And all the shows will be listed by category, so you can find exactly what you're looking for. So if you want to find out more about flowers for your wedding, you can take a look at the florist setup that we have there, something about ice sculptures, catering, all kinds of different subjects. And we hope you find those, all these shows, to be very valuable and something you can apply directly to your wedding. Our special guest for today's show is Zabi Gatour, and he is based out of Los Angeles and has a great wedding security company called Guard Now, and you can find out more about him on their website, which is guardnow.com, and reach them directly at 877-482-7366. That's 877-482-7366, which also translates to 877-GUARD-NOW. Before we get started with our interview with Zabi, let me tell you a little bit about his background. 28-year-old entrepreneur Zabi Gatour is no stranger to what it means to start from bare minimum. With growing fast company Guard Now, within 9 months he has managed to open 5 franchises, including Los Angeles, their home base, the Bay Area, as well as New York. Guard Now provides skilled professional security guards who know what to do in the event of an unforeseen incident. Guards are able to come to a location within just 2 hours within the needs of that specific contract. Clients include small businesses, residences where owners may be out of town, neighborhood surveillance, construction sites, or vacant buildings that are in need to be supervised. Guard Now also caters to special events for weddings, bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, and birthday parties. Specializing in non-traditional security guard services, Guard Now offers premium service for safety and security needs. And we are thrilled to have Zabi Gatour on the show.
David, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm excited.
Great. So we're going to be talking a little bit on today's show, a little bit about how security can be a big help to keeping everything peaceful and easy at your wedding. So let's get started. Why should all brides and grooms consider using security for their weddings?
Well, security is a great asset to have. It's kind of like insurance. It's a way to you have insurance just in case something does happen. Security guards are a great preventative tool. So if somebody's having a wedding, they're having a great time, and God forbid somebody does get in a fight or drinks too much, then there's a security guard there present to kind of dissuade anybody from even thinking of doing that. And if something like that does happen, the security guard is there to stop people from making any crazy actions or moves to kind of create havoc at the wedding.
And what are the main duties of a security guard, especially in a setting for a wedding?
So for a wedding, there are a lot of things security guards can do, starting from monitoring the parking lot. Actually, we had a situation recently at another wedding, which nobody provided security for. An elderly lady had been crossing the street with her and her husband, because there was no parking and there was no valet at the venue. And as they were crossing the street, they jaywalked, and a car came and hit them, and the wife ended up dying, and she was an older lady. It was a really unfortunate situation. So what our security guards do in situations like that is, stand outside. If they do see people jaywalking, they escort them across, the right places to make sure nothing like that happens. A lot of times people also ask us to help monitor kids if they're outside, and if there are drunk guests, ask them to sit down before they get too intoxicated and bother other people. So those are just some of the things that people request from us when there's a wedding.
And is there a preset number of hours that people usually book it, or is it just kind of a case-on-case basis?
Yeah, it really depends. We have a lot of people who have a lot of different types of weddings. Sometimes there's, like in the Indian culture, for example, they have weddings that go for 3 or 4 or 5 days sometimes. And then some other cultures, they have a wedding that might be 2 or 3 hours, and that's it. So it really is a case-by-case basis, and sometimes people want security at the reception and not the ceremony, or vice versa. So it really really depends on each situation. But typically between 4 to 6 hours is what we've experienced. So.
And how do you determine how many security guards would be needed? Is it based on the ratio number of guests to guards, or how do you determine that?
So there are a lot of factors that get involved when determining how many security guards somebody wants. We had one example of a bride who was getting married, and the mother-in-law had taken the invitations, made photocopies of them, and actually sent them out to her friends and her guests.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a pretty horrific situation. The bride was really upset at the mother-in-law for doing that, and she didn't want those people invited in the wedding. You know, it was a good amount of people, and she would have to pay for those additional seats at the wedding, so she didn't want to do that. So she actually hired her security guard to man the entrance and only invite people who are actually on the guest list. So that was a creative way of brides using the services to kind of prevent anything bad from happening at the wedding.
And it really is peace of mind that you're buying. It's hopefully like a lot of insurance that hopefully you never actually use it, but it's really your peace of mind knowing that in case something does happen, somebody's got your back, and you don't have to spend time dealing with that type of situation. You can let somebody, one of your great security guards, go over and take care of it, resolve it a lot of times before it becomes a real situation.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the brides, or even event planners, they got a lot on their hands. They got a lot of things they got to deal with. And security really should be one of the last things that they have to deal with. Just give it to somebody who deals with it frequently and know what to look for and can kind of prevent a problem from happening before it actually happens. By having somebody who's trained in it and does nothing but exclusively a lot of weddings, you know, it really alleviates a lot of that problem for them.
And I imagine certain types of venues, places maybe like museums where they do have expensive works of art there, or delicate sculptures. I've heard of there was a Chiluli exhibit that was going on in a place on the south side of Chicago, and somebody got drunk and fell into a pond that had one of these Chilulis, which are like, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And if they had a security guard, I'm sure the security guard would, you know, kind of eyeball this guy and keep an eye on him and prevent that from getting to that point, and would not have this big giant lawsuit. And I don't know how things ended up turning out, but it certainly was a, you know, extremely preventable situation that a security guard would have been able to step in. And I think the ability to kind of identify situations before they become situations is really what the advantage of hiring a professional who really knows what to look for, and not just somebody who, you know, is a big giant football player in high school or college, but it's much more than just being a, you know, a physical presence. It's the mental ability to kind of evaluate a situation and kind of solve it before it becomes a situation.
Right, and that's exactly it. I know, you know, a lot of brides, if they do decide to, you know, throw their wedding at a museum or a party, they can... We like to go out there and make an assessment of, okay, how many entrances are there? How big is the parking lot? Where do people have to park? Do we have to escort them back and forth? If there are going to be kids, where are the kids going to be stationed? You know, so we like to go in there and make an assessment and then make a determination of how many security guards we would actually get at the venue. But, yeah, like you said to your previous question, it really depends on how many people are coming. And in that previous example that I'd given, the mother-in-law who had taken the invitations, in that situation, there was only about 40 or 50 people at the wedding. They wanted a security guard. So in such situations, they have about 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 guests, and they may want to keep it really, really tight. So in those situations, they might decide to get 5 or 6 security guards. So in every situation, it really can vary on how many security guards somebody decides to get.
And then you'll be able to, once you actually go to the venue, to figure out, okay, let's put one guy over here, we'll put in position another guy over there, and kind of really map things out, who's going to cover what areas, and so you get the proper visibility and coverage, right?
Right, exactly. And sometimes people want somebody inside the hall just posted kind of discreetly in the corner to make sure nothing happens. And a lot of times what we've experienced is sometimes there are people who get a little bit drunk and they bump into one person or two person. And at that point we go to them and say, hey, you know what, maybe you should take a little slow right now, relax, take a seat. You know, and if we find out that they're a little bit too intoxicated, then we politely ask them to leave, maybe call them a cab and send them on the way to make sure everybody else has a great time.
So the key is really to prevent anything from happening before it actually happens. I mean, if somebody's gotten to the point where they are causing all kinds of problems, maybe that's something that a great security guard like you guys would be able to nip it in the bud before it becomes a real problem, right?
Right, and that's exactly it. Yeah, that's the goal, to mitigate it, to not have to deal with any problem, to make it the most memorable night of somebody's life. People spending $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 on a wedding, it doesn't make sense not to spend a couple hundred dollars to just ensure and protect the wedding to keep it as one of the most memorable nights of their lives.
Yeah, and what is the background requirements for becoming a security guard with GuardNow?
We have our own physical fitness tests, our own mental psychological tests that we like to do on guards, and we do a lot of training with the guards for weddings and parties and events to make sure that they are properly trained and know exactly what to do in a lot of different scenarios. So we go through training, and the people that we do recruit, we make sure that they're top-notch and do a great job when it comes to servicing customers for weddings.
And I imagine that's something that's just evaluated over, every once in a while, too. It's not like they're hired and then 15 years later they're, you really got to stay in top shape and you got to keep yourself mentally aware of the different situations.
That's exactly it. And we have a program that we've created called TRS program, Training Reinforcement Support, which is we train the guards, we reinforce the training that we went through, and then we support them in all the decisions and the processes that need to be done while they're at the job and make sure they're doing a good job. So we have a system set up for that.
So people aren't really feeling too comfortable about, I just got this job, and now I'm just going to stand around. I mean, you really got to stay on your toes with this stuff, right, because it's so many things are coming at you and so much information to process at once. It requires a lot of different skills than just the physical aspects.
Exactly, and that's kind of how we differentiate ourselves with a lot of from a lot of other security companies. A lot of the companies they specialize in a lot of different things, like construction sites or high-res buildings, and we found our niche to be events and weddings, or anytime somebody needs a temporary security guard. So this is what we do, and this is what we specialize in. So our output tends to be a lot better when it comes to the performance of the security guards at any particular job.
And how do you make your presence known without being intrusive to the wedding itself?
So I guess the goal is to kind of make your presence known without it being too intimidating. Because you do want people to see you. You do want people to know that, hey, there's a guard here. Just in case there's a disgruntled, ex-boyfriend or some other person who is wishing bad wishes upon the couple and is thinking bad things. So you kind of want them to see the guard, and the guard's there kind of just smiling and making eye contact with everybody who comes into the venue, just so that at least they see the guard. And then, the guard is kind of really discreetly at the corners, and people really don't notice them. And a lot of people actually appreciate the guards, and by the end of the night, they're like, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. And it's something people see as a value service versus because they know that if something did happen, the guard would be able to take care of it.
Yeah, I think that's really a nice peace of mind that you're having. How do they generally dress?
So we have several uniform options.
Mm-hmm.
We have a red polo shirt that they can pick, that or a red dress shirt with a black tie. Or if they have a more formal event, such as a wedding, they can pick a black blazer with a black tie and the red dress shirt underneath it. So we have three uniform types. Typically for weddings, people like to do either the red dress shirt or with the tie and the black blazer. The polo shirts people could typically do for park events or other type of parties or just personal protection type of things.
So let's say a bride and groom is convinced and they want to hire GuardNow for their wedding. Is that something they need to clear with the venue itself in terms of the liability or any legal aspects of anything? Is that something that the venue needs to be aware of?
Yeah, a lot of the venues, some of them may have a provider that they recommend. And we are actually, for the most part, the preferred vendors for a lot of places since this is what we specialize in. But liability-wise, we can just communicate with the venue and say, hey, we're here to help protect the wedding and give them the proper insurances if they require it.
Okay.
And just so that I'll be able to help them out.
Just be able to have peace of mind, yeah.
Yeah.
And what would be the circumstances, I know you'd mentioned a few already, where a security guard would need to really step in, and is it something where you try to, as soon as you see any possibility of something, you try to step in, or is it just kind of, you have to kind of play it by ear a little bit?
Yeah, it really depends. So for the smaller weddings, they're a little bit more intimate, and people are really fearful of an immediate threat of just coming in. It can be rather easy to, you know, gather all the attention from a smaller wedding. So the guard just being there and being discreet and making his presence known is probably the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a lot of larger events, that we might have multiple guards just staying over there. I know we've worked with a lot of the Indian cultural events, and sometimes at their weddings they get really, really heavily intoxicated and people get really, really aggressive.
Oh.
And for those type of things, you need two or three guys just saying, hey, you guys, we need to sit down. We need to sit down. There could be 500 people, 600 people there,
mm-hmm.
You know, just bumping into each other. And, you know, it's a wedding, and it could get out of control rather quickly. So we just immediately escort the people out and get them to calm down.
Yeah, because I imagine once two or three people start to do that, then it becomes like almost like an acceptable type of behavior. Then it can really kind of snowball into like, hey, well, then they're that way, so now it's okay for me to be that way. So getting those troublemakers out at the very beginning, I imagine, will prevent a lot of other problems from other people.
Right, yeah, and that's the goal, to kind of stop the situation while it's happening, to prevent prevent it from escalating to like a big snowball effect to more and more people, like you said.
Mm-hmm. And if the bride and groom, and a lot of times they'll know about like some knucklehead that they went to college with who's a lot of fun but occasionally drinks a little bit too much, is that something where you would want to know about a particular person or individuals who are sometimes troublemakers that you need to keep a specific eye on?
Yeah, a lot of times they ask us to be, we are present at the bar, near the bar area, to make sure that nothing really happens, and to make sure that the people who are, if somebody's there just drinking,
mm-hmm.
We ask them, a lot of the guards are trained in the TIPS program, which is, you know, when somebody's a little bit too intoxicated, telling them how to calm down and how to not be drinking so much. And actually, a lot of other situations, people have asked us, I don't know if you've heard recently that their gifts and their gift box. In some cultures, they have a big gift box with a lot of money inside, and up to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 sometimes. And there are times where people come in and just steal that when everybody else is not paying attention. So sometimes people exclusively get us to just be able to stand there and monitor the gift box to make sure nothing happens over there. People like to take advantage of these type of situations. And actually, people have actually contacted us because they're having a wedding and people know that this bride and groom to be are going to be getting married. And they look at the people's homes and they actually break into the homes. So people actually contact us to monitor their homes when they're having the wedding because they know that nobody's going to be there for a couple hours.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a lot of different things for the weddings itself that people contact us for when it comes to security.
That's really an interesting. I hear an amazing story of a wedding where the father of the bride was paying the band at the end of the night, and he had like $5,000 or $6,000 cash in an envelope in his tuxedo jacket. And at the end of the night, he went to go pay it, and it was gone. And
oh, wow.
They never figured out. And then later, the videographer, about 3 weeks later, was watching the video with his cup of coffee there, and he sees the father of the groom going into the pocket of the father of the bride and taking the envelope out. He had it on video. So, of course, you know, he drops his coffee likely and sends it to the bride. And World War III breaks out. And, you know, obviously that was quite a situation. But if you had somebody looking out for that live, you would have maybe been able to prevent that or somehow stepped in and it's just an incredible story. And they ended up breaking up, I guess, about 6 months to a year later. But wow, what a thing, huh?
Yeah, that's an unfortunate situation. I think it's got to do, and it has to do with somebody else's actions, which is kind of horrendous. But.
Yeah, and the fathers, the two fathers there. So it's just an amazing thing. So, but it's really great to have that peace of mind, knowing that your house is covered, your gifts are covered, your guests are covered, and that's really a big advantage to the peace of mind for your wedding. What are some situations at weddings, and you mentioned a few of these earlier, but what are some where your services were able to come in and play and prevent circumstances from really taking off to the next level?
Yeah, so a lot of times it's our guards are able to, like we said, we like to be preventative, and just the mere presence of a guard. I think there was a study just having, there was somebody who actually did a cutout board inside a liquor store of a security guard and put that in front of the store, and they were having some theft issues, and they saw a decrease in the theft, I think, by like 40 or 50% just by that cutout board.
Wow.
So to actually have a security guard at a wedding will actually prevent people from even thinking about doing something. So the goal really is to mitigate any type of issues from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And by having a guard, for example, at the entrance, maybe monitoring the guest list or maybe giving out the seating chart, they're able to prevent, make their presence known, really prevent any type of major things from happening. That's really the goal, to prevent it. And if you're able to get a guard at the entrance or multiple entrances, we actually had somebody who we worked with one venue,
mm-hmm.
who had about 4 or 5 different entrances at the venue. So what they wanted was to have a guard at every single entrance to make sure that nobody came in. So a lot of times we hear horror stories about people having just a guard at one part of the venue, and somebody else may come in from a different part of the venue and maybe just crash the party. And then recently, especially with movies like Wedding Crashers, people are finding every way possible to try to go into a wedding and just crash the wedding, and that could hurt the bride and groom. So.
And situations like that can certainly happen much more when you have it at a public venue like a hotel, or if it's one of those banquet halls that has like 3 weddings now next to each other. People
right,
drift
yeah.
around back and forth, and guess what? This is still somebody's private party. You may be next door or something, but from this area on does not belong to you. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right with it. Just the one presence of one security guard can make all the difference. I wonder if eventually somebody came by and stole the cutout of the security guard from that store sometime.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't able to follow up on that part of it, but yeah, the statistics themselves were pretty amazing.
Psychologically, that does make a huge difference, and I think just being there will definitely, without saying a word, will definitely prevent any kind of situation and stuff. In terms of, let's say a bride and groom is now convinced that this is something they do want to do for their wedding, how do they determine what makes the Garden Now different than a lot of the other companies that are saying that they can provide security?
Well, we have a lot of competitors, just like a lot of people in a lot of different industries. But we are one of the few companies that have noticed that there's a niche in this market segment, and that we've decided to capitalize on that. And how we do that is by training guards on the weddings. We've done a lot of weddings. We've worked with a lot of celebrities like the Kardashians, Pamela Anderson, Carmen Electra. And people have come to know and trust us for these type of events. Now, if you said, hey, we need a security guard for a construction site, yeah, we could probably do that, but we're more equipped and better at doing this. So other companies are better equipped at doing other things and doing other types of security, maybe not wedding security particularly as well as we are. So just like everybody else, I mean, if somebody's sick at the hospital, they're, if God forbid they had some sort of brain issues, they're not going to go to the regular hospital. They're going to go to somebody who specializes in, brain issues or whatever. And we're the company that specializes in this, so you want to go with the company who focuses is on that services that you need.
And weddings is really something that you guys are truly, truly experts about.
Right, exactly. We have plenty of wedding videos on our website on how to keep the how to prevent kids from getting hurt at the wedding, elderly people, preventing wedding crashers. So we have a lot of tips and tools that brides and grooms can use for weddings.
And once again, we are speaking with Zabi Kator, and the website, which he's referring to, is guardnow.com, guardnow.com. And you can call them at 877-482-7366 or 877-GUARD-NOW. They're based out of Los Angeles, but are expanding all over the country now. You have places in New York and the Bay Area, and hopefully you'll be coming to Chicago before too long.
Yes, I'm really excited, and hopefully we are able to get some people over there, open up for a franchise location over there as well.
Great, great. If you need some extra security, I've been working out quite a bit, so I think I'll be ready to go for you.
We would love that, David. We're always looking for new people.
Right. If you want some, maybe like a discount version of, leading the band, then during the breaks I can take care of security. So
there
well,
you go.
Well, a double-edged kind of deal there. So would you say is the toughest part about your job?
The toughest part of our job, recently we've got people who are booking more and more and more since we're expanding rather rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And the toughest job, I would say, is somebody calls us on Friday afternoon or, a day before their actual wedding and says, hey, you know what, we need a security guard tonight or tomorrow. And we need five. And that's what we do. But it's always probably best to call us since people typically plan their weddings 3 to 6 months or even years in advance.
Mm-hmm.
To call us a month or two in advance just to make sure that you're booked and you're solidly in the schedule. Because that can be a little overwhelming, a little frustrating, because then we have to actually turn down certain customers who call us last second and, want the services just because Friday, Saturday, Sundays are really, really busy for us, and that becomes a little overwhelming and disappointing for us because we're not able to meet the customer's needs at those certain situations. So always book in advance and make sure that you've got everything situated before deciding to getting security at the wedding.
And let's say for right now, since you're not really here in Chicago and a bride and groom is listening to the program, they say, yeah, boy, I never really thought about that, but let's get that going. And looking for a Chicago-based company, what are the main factors or some of the main questions that they should be asking these security companies about what makes them qualified to do security? What makes one better than another?
Ask them how many weddings they've done. Ask them what their experience is. Call some of their references. See if they have any real wedding experience, because like I said, there are a lot of companies out there. They say, yeah, they do it. They do wedding security or party security, whatever it may be, and they really don't specialize on that. They work on the big multi-million dollar contracts, the security contracts out there, and neglect these type of customers just to maybe get an extra couple $100 here for a wedding. And the drawback of that is you're going to get probably a elderly person who's really not fit to do security for a wedding, or a really, really young person who's just not ready to do security for a party or event or a wedding or something like that. So you don't want to get all excited, have your wedding day come, and then just have really inexperienced people providing security at the wedding, and God forbid something does happen, they're just sitting there watching, not preventing anything from happening. So if you can meet them, definitely recommend that.
Yeah, I agree. I just recently did a show called The Illusion of Expensive, because if you hire these security people and they don't really do their job and all this craziness happens, did you really, quote-unquote, save money by doing that?
Right.
As opposed to paying a little bit more, getting somebody from, GuardNow or an actual top-notch professional security company that is going to be able to physically and mentally be able to prevent any situations and handle anything that comes up. To me, that's really more of an investment than it is a cost. And I think anything related to your wedding, and this is something I talk about on all the shows, is to invest in the things that by getting the absolute best quality you can possibly afford, and thinking that you're saving money by getting inferior products or services really is not in your best interest. I'm not saying you should try to waste money on ridiculous things that don't really matter, but, you know, always invest in things that will give you the best results, the best peace of mind, because if you ask anybody who, let's say, hired some quote-unquote discount photographer and the photos turned out lousy, you're not going to say, like, well, you know, photos were terrible, but we saved so much money. And sorry, nobody was dancing at the wedding, but we saved so much money on this other band or got this DJ or whatever. So always put money into the right places, invest in the best vendors you can afford, and you will see the result. It's like cooking with the best ingredients. Your odds of getting a great meal go up exponentially. So don't see the services of having a great guard at your wedding as an expense, but something that will give you that peace of mind. So it's definitely worth the extra money to hire top professionals like Lazabi and everybody from GuardNow.com.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, David. Yeah, and I totally agree. I think there's a lot of emotional side effects of not doing a wedding right and a lot of regrets. People spend so much, and at the end of the wedding, they're like, oh, my God, I hated it. I didn't like it. I wasn't satisfied with the way things turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, try to save a couple $100 and it's not worth trying to not have or try to ruin the most happiest day of your life. So.
And at an actual wedding, as you know, I'm sure you've just been to wedding as a guest, with all the various activities going on during speeches and dancing and people at the bar over there, how do security guards, how are they trained to know exactly what to focus on and what situations to kind of look at?
It really depends from situation to situation. They're actually trained in keeping an eye out for suspicious activities. So we try to prevent any type of problems by having a guard at the entrances and just inviting people who may be invited if you do have a guest list. And so that's step one. Step two would be to keep an eye out on in the venue itself, and especially during at times when the dance floor can start getting really crowded and there's a lot of people there during later in the party where people have already started drinking and might have a little bit too much alcohol. So that's when the guards start really paying attention to what's going on and making sure that going near the dance floor, walking around, making the presence known, and really look at. So if you are at a wedding and you see what's going on, you might not notice that there's this guy who's a little bit too drunk, who's bumped into a couple people, and who is, you know, creating a little bit of havoc. If somebody's not actively paying attention to that, nobody's really going to notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be ruining a couple people's night. So by having a guard there who really is honed in on those type of things and can notice the small cues that people give off when they're starting to get frustrated or when somebody is, you know, like I said, bumping into other people, which is actually the biggest reason people end up getting in fights, just because somebody bumped into somebody else and they're being belligerent and rude and alcohol spills on people, and then that's really where the big things happen. Or if they see somebody who's you know, trying to come in and looks totally out of place and maybe trying to get, you know, steal gifts or something like that. So the guards are really have the foresight and the training to know, okay, this doesn't look right, let me look into it and make sure nothing happens.
Are there some tips that you'd give to a bride and groom, in addition to hiring a security guard, that they can do to kind of prevent certain situations from coming? Are there some easy steps that you'd recommend that they can do to kind of reduce the odds of something bad happening?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the amount of people, where the venue is. And so we have a checklist on our site of all the things that people can keep an eye out for and adjust their wedding based according to. So, for example, if the venue has five entrances, having five guards, keeping an eye out at each location. If there's a parking lot area or you're deciding what type of venue to pick, make sure that they do have the area, the parking area brightly lit so you can see any type of everybody can see each other. We've gone to places where, you know, a lot of the lights are out and people have to park in pitch dark places, and and they sometimes leave gifts inside their vehicle still. And a lot of times we've actually heard of people breaking into cars during the ceremony time, taking gifts and stealing gifts. So if there's going to be a ceremony at nighttime, you know, make sure the parking lot area is really lit. And if it is going to be in daytime and people have to park really far away, ask people to hide the gifts. Don't leave them inside in the car really exposed. Tell them to put them in the trunks if they're able to. So small tips like that I think can go a long way and can actually make people who've actually invested a lot of money in gifts and presents and have a good time at the wedding save that money so you can enjoy it.
And how should a bride determine whether or not they need to hire security? I mean, is it your, obviously you work in security, so you may have a little biased opinion, but are there situations where, you know, maybe somebody's 50th wedding anniversary, maybe they don't quite need it if it's just 50 guests or so, or do you think it's something that people should really consider for every event?
For any type of event, I think people want to have a good time. And somebody can get caught up in the excitement and really want to have a good time. Nobody wants to focus on doing other things. So you never know. I don't think in that previous scenario that I told you about, the elderly people crossing the street and, you know, one getting hit by a car, I don't think they knew, the bride and groom knew something like that was going to happen. And they probably spent $40,000 on their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, that little incident, you know, probably destroyed that night for them. And that's not something they could have predicted from happening. But if they did have a guard over there, it could have it probably would have prevented it. So I would always suggest that if you don't have a staffing company or you don't have valet or you don't have somebody additional there to help with that, it might be a good idea to get one or two or three guys just to prevent it. And obviously, if you feel like you've been threatened or you've got in-laws who you think are going to come in and create some sort of havoc or, you know, other people who have ill will towards you, in those situations, I for sure would recommend having a security guard. Or if you're going to be doing it at a museum where there's a lot of high-end items and you're going to be liable if something gets damaged or stolen or ruined, then it might be, you know, a $10,000 picture getting damaged. You know, you only got 50 people, but if somebody does touch something and something bad happens, you know, you might be held liable for that. So it might be a good idea in those particular situations to have a security guard as well.
And what do you love most about your job?
Brides call you at the end of it and say, thank you so much. You guys,
right.
You know, besides the DJs and the photographers and the videographers doing an amazing job, you know, and the catering company, they call us too and say, hey, we really appreciate it. Everything worked out smoothly. And we don't report all the things that did happen to the bride. And sometimes we do, but we don't want them to worry about that. Just go have a good time. Celebrate the most important night of your life. We'll take care of the security things. Don't worry about that. Them not having to worry about it, and to them to genuinely be able to have a good time and call us and sending us a thank you card, you know, after the wedding is always a great feeling.
And how does it work? Let's say that they have decided they want to hire GuardNow.com. They come in your office, they would sit down, and this is something that all high quality security guard services would provide. They sit down. You would listen to what their specific needs are. You'd say, okay, I'm going to recommend X number of guards for your events. Here's the total cost, and is there a deposit due at that time, or how does the general schedule work for securing that?
Yeah, typically we like to get a deposit just to ensure we book the day and make sure we have the guards ready ahead of time. We do sit down and speak to them about all the different scenarios and all the different things that could potentially happen or what concerns that they do have, and if we haven't worked at the venue already, because a lot of times brides contact us and we've already worked at the venue, so we already know where to expect and where a lot of vulnerabilities are and make sure we have guards patrolling those type of areas. So we we do like to sit down and go over all those things and actually make some suggestions on our own if we worked at a particular location or a park, for example, that might be a little bit more exposed to people just deciding they want to walk into the party. That's the process. Just, you know, review it, and if they like our services, they like what they've heard, then we get a deposit, and get the guards ready for the day, and a week in advance we get the full payment, and they're good to go.
And if someone wants you to meet them at the venue to kind of get a layout and strategy and stuff, you guys would be willing to do that as well? Is that something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. We have no problem doing that, especially if we haven't worked there. We'd like to go ahead of time just to make sure we have a good idea of where we're working. We want to make sure there's good exit strategies. God forbid there's a fire or an earthquake or some sort of a natural disaster. We want to be able to have a way to escort all the people out and make sure everybody gets safe. So we do like to look at all the different avenues of exit and entrance to make sure that everybody is safe in the case of an emergency.
Okay, great. I think we've really covered a lot of information here about having what's involved with having a security guard for your wedding and the importance of having it and kind of how what to expect and how it's really going to give you absolute peace of mind. And the cost for this is relatively inexpensive, certainly in proportion to things that could come up and could really prevent you from having just focusing on the things that you want to focus on, which is your fiance and your family and friends, and knowing that everything else is covered is absolutely peace of mind. And like you said in the very beginning, Zavi, that it's really peace of mind that you're buying, just like an insurance policy. You may never use it, but knowing that it's there really makes you that much more secure. You're going to have that much more fun, and you're going to get so much more out of your wedding knowing that all the other business aspects and security aspects of the wedding are completely taken care of. So that's really a big, big help. So once again, we'd like to thank our great guest, Zavi Couture, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, David. I really had a great time. If you're ever out here in Los Angeles, we'd love to sit down and, you know, grab a bite or something.
That's great, and I know that no one's going to come up and give us a hard time either, so that's good to know we'll have that type of security. And if you want to find out anything more about security guards for your wedding or hiring Zavi Couture and his great security guards for your event, go to their website, which is guardnow.com. That's guardnow.com. You can reach them directly at 877-482-7366. And we hope you all enjoyed this show and got some real insights in terms of considering having a wedding security guard or security guards at your wedding. And if you feel free to go through and listen to this program, share it to all your family and friends and that are considering having a wedding in the future or know somebody that is. And this, along with all the other shows, are archived on our website, drsmusic.com. Click on the Wedding 101 radio show. And you can listen to this show as well as all the other shows that are listed there by category and by subject. So thanks so much, everybody, for listening. We want to wish you the absolute best for an amazing, amazing wedding, a secure wedding, and one that has a great deal of peace of mind. Once again, thanks to Zavi Couture from GuardNow.com for being our guest. And thanks to all of you for listening. We hope that you will tune in to some other upcoming shows that we have with some of our great guests. And on behalf of everybody at Wedding 101, thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.